Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Half the hour now. Wow, look at this list. Music in the focus here, the usual spot in each hour where we have a little fun and get a little knowledge about some important musical figure or figures. In this circumstance, Michael Jackson tops a list of high-earning dead people. Dead celebrities. Good Lord, I've forgotten it's been 7 years since he died. Wow. Jackson is the highest earning dead celebrity. His estate made $825 million last year. Whoa. The rest of the people on the list aren't even close. Can you imagine that? $825 million. His estate made last year. Wow. All right, so when you look at the other people who are on this list, what they made, I guess a lot of this comes from Jackson owning the Beatles music catalog.
Yeah, well, that'll do it. Even just for 8 days a week, the movie that you saw,
yeah,
probably his estate. Well, oh, I think yeah, he sold the rights now, right, in 2000? Yeah, in March of this year, he actually sold his remaining half of the Sony Beatles catalog.
Yeah.
But everything that they've done up until, you know, March of this year, he made money off, or his estate made money off. It's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite a story. Okay, let's see who else, just for the heck of it, is on this list. At number two, let's see here, Charles Schulz, who is the Peanuts creator.
That's
been dead
very surprising.
Since 2000, earned $48 million. Arnold Palmer, who just died, made $40 million. Man, imagine that, playing golf and being related to just golf stuff and his advertising.
Yeah, well, they open restaurants and pro shops in his name and airports and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah,
plus all the money he makes, all the money he makes on all those Arnold Palmer drinks. That's big time stuff. All right, Elvis, number four, $27 million last year. He'd been dead since 1977, but still he and, his wife, former wife, and his daughter split that pretty
evenly. Yeah, that's
evenly.
The craziest thing to me, is that there are people on this list who have been dead for more than 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at Bob Marley's on here. He died in 1981. His family got $21 million. Prince's family got $25 million since he's died. Dr. Seuss. Right? Dr. Seuss books, $20 million bucks. He's been dead since 91.
Yeah, and you know, so many kids still read Dr. Seuss books, and there's so many in print. I'm surprised it's only $20 million, really.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have been up, you know, closer to the Peanuts group.
Interesting. John Lennon's family got $12 million bucks in his estate. He's been dead for, 36 years. Dead in 1980. Albert Einstein's family made $11.5 million.
Okay, now what is Albert Einstein still making money on? That's a little confusing. Except coffee mugs and T-shirts where his image appears.
Books, and he's very, very prominent in inventing things and creating things that his family put trademarks on. The name itself is worth a lot of dough.
Yeah.
David Bowie died last year, $10 million. His family got, Steve McQueen's family got $9 million. Elizabeth Taylor's family got $8 million in the dead celebrity category. So imagine Jackson, $825 million.
That's crazy.
Jesus. That's something else. 28 minutes after the hour here.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. People never been on two wheels yak about how dangerous motorcycles can be, never mentioning that potential death trap, the treacherous, unstable bicycle. I don't believe it. Ask Bono. Today, an American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. We get all kinds of crap from people who say motorcycles are dangerous, and then Bono's bicycle fender bender in New York Central Park. Should have been a pickup and dust off event. Instead, severe injuries. In play here, the man was bicycling, not biking. And for those who follow such irrelevant reporting, the leg sculptor was wearing a helmet. Are bicycles a death trap to immediately be outlawed?
That'd be great.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Firefly populations have dropped 70% in 3 years, drawing more than 100 scientists to Thailand to a symposium to study the demise of these glowworms or lightning bugs. No single factor is blamed, but researchers in America and Europe cite urban sprawl and industrial pollution, which destroys insect habitats. The spread of artificial light from what they're calling McMansion subdivisions could also be a culprit, disrupting the intricate mating behavior that relies on a male winning over a female with its flashing backside, signaling everything from love to danger. The endangered firefly's adult lifespan is just 1 to 3 weeks, and scientists are now underscoring that fireflies are a canary in a coal mine in terms of understanding the declining health of our ecosystem.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.